Thank you for downloading from the BBC. For details of our complete range of podcasts and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
This is the short edition of More or Less, first broadcast on the BBC World Service. Hello and welcome to More or Less on the BBC World Service. I'm Ruth Alexander. This week, we examine a popular statistic used by celebrities and charity campaigners.
Well, it's time to start the show.
There is enough food for everyone in the world.
That's my heart and that's my soul.
At every 15 seconds, a child dies of hunger.
It's a figure that's being quoted to promote the Enough Food for Everyone If campaign.
There is enough food for everyone. But not everyone has enough food.
Sometimes it falls upon a generation to be great. You can be that great a generation.
It's time to tackle world hunger.
But then, mid-campaign, the organisers say they've realised the situation's even worse than they've been saying. One child dies because of hunger, not every 15 seconds, but every 10 seconds. Is this true? Well, certainly it's based on a figure which comes from a reputable source. The internationally renowned journal The Lancet has published a paper which says that just over 3 million children died of undernutrition in 2011. These are not actual individual children who have been counted, though. The number's an estimate, based on surveys and local interviews. The IF charity campaign managers have divided that number, 3 million, by the number of seconds in a year, and lo, they get that attention-grabbing statistic that one child dies every 10 seconds because of hunger. Jack Lundy, from the IF campaign, says it resonates with people more than the 3 million figure would do.
Large figures are notoriously difficult to visualise and imagine, especially when you get into millions. Also, we want to focus on the individual, and these expressions help humanise a problem. They help an audience empathise with the people that we're trying to help. So we need a short, accessible phrase that in a short period of time will convey both the emotional impact of the problem that we're addressing, but also give that sense of scale and urgency that will precipitate some kind of action.
The IF campaign's heart is in the right place. But another major group that tackles food problems around the world, the United Nations World Food Programme, disapproves of this kind of tactic. Here's Jane Howard.
There's a real temptation to use those kind of statistics because they really do grab the headlines. You can't ignore that. I mean, it's such a horrifying image. But it's a bit misleading, and that's one of the reasons the World Food Programme tends to avoid using it these days. Partly because the numbers can change from year to year and it gets very confusing because the old figures remain lying around on the internet. But also because it is a bit of a gimmick and the science is actually saying something quite different.
So what is the science saying? Well, it was quite a surprise. To me, the claim that one child is dying every 10 seconds because of hunger conjures up images of starving children. But in most cases, that's not what's happening. Jane Howard.
There are certainly circumstances, extreme circumstances, when children do starve to death. And I'm thinking of, you know, the recent famine in parts of Somalia, for example. But the truth is that the vast majority of those numbers that we're talking about, these are children who, because they haven't had the right nutrition in the very earliest part of their lives, are really, for example, very susceptible to infectious diseases like measles. And a child that's had good nutrition would just shrug it off. But a child that's really fragile and has a compromised immune system, it becomes really life-threatening.
Also, the fact that poor nutrition is being identified as an underlying cause of death means that there's some double counting going on. When you hear that one child dies every few seconds from water-related diseases, for example, some of these children will be the same ones that are said to be dying every few seconds from hunger. The second surprise I had was discovering who these children are and why they're undernourished. In many cases, it's not a simple lack of calories or, as the adverts put it, going to bed hungry. Here's the scientist whose calculations this popular stat is based on, Professor Robert Black from Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health in the United States.
Most of the nutrition-related mortality is from countries that are not in a famine situation or conflict situation. These are not the poorest countries in the world. They are countries such as India or Nigeria or, you know, many other countries in both Asia and in Africa that really could do better, that have the resources to feed children within the country. Certainly the poorest have the greatest problems with undernutrition, but even then there may be sufficient food to feed children. The difficulty is achieving a high enough quality diet. So a diet that is really dominated only by cereals or starches of some kind would not be a high enough quality diet to really achieve the nutrition that's needed in the first 2 years of life.
But why is it that people are not eating a diverse enough range of food? Is it to some degree a matter of education that people may not realize they need to eat such a wide variety?
I would say overall, most of this can be addressed by education.
In some cultures, women don't get to eat the best food in the household, which can mean children are born underweight. Milk and meat may also be avoided for cultural reasons, and sometimes it's just not fully understood how important fruit and vegetables are. And Professor Black estimates that a quarter of the deaths can be attributed to inadequate breastfeeding, with many families not realising that up to 6 months of age, babies need to be exclusively fed on breast milk for the nutrients it provides, but also because it protects them from exposure to contaminated food. So there's a much more complicated picture than is suggested by this headline statistic that one child dies every 10 seconds because of hunger. But Jack Lundy from the IF campaign defends it.
The first thing is that, yes, it may be that from our what we would call our top line messaging, you don't get all the information about the entire problem. But I don't think it would be realistic to expect that to happen from a very short piece of communication. What we would hope to establish is the right engagement that would allow us to have a more meaningful conversation and engage people on the terms that they choose.
But do you think your message suggests to people that children are starving to death every few seconds?
Well, we're not using the word starvation, so there might be
But is that implied, do you think, if children are dying from hunger? Do you not think the implication is that children are starving to death?
I don't think it's an implication. I could understand if members of the public make that inference, and that would be mistaken. I think that's true, and we are at pains. As I say, we're not saying that children, in this particular instance, that children are starving to death, and we explain exactly how it works. But I think the term hunger actually is something that people relate to.
I wonder if in this case the message has become too simplified.
And what do you think is the risk of that oversimplification?
That people are not informed about the real situation.
Yeah, I think that's a fair comment. But in terms of creating a conversation in which people can be informed, you first have to get their attention and their emotional attention. So we see these statistics as a really important way to engage people with a problem that they care about. Because, of course, everyone would care about the potential death of a child. It's just that people are very busy. So you need an instantly accessible understanding to open a conversation.
Poor nutrition is a serious problem. The 3 million children who are thought to have died because of it in 2011 represent almost half of all infant deaths. But, Professor Black says, there are signs of progress.
There's been a decrease in the number of excess deaths. Not a very large decrease, but still some improvement. And the attention given to these issues of nutrition in low and middle income countries has really increased remarkably in the last 5 years. And I'm very optimistic that the world is now paying attention to the problems and will find the solutions.
Robert Black, a professor of child health and nutrition. If there are any numbers you'd like us to take a closer look at, do email us. Our address is moreorless@bbc.co.uk. And you can sign up for a free download of our programmes at our website, bbcworldservice.com/moreorless.
There are dozens of different podcasts now available from the BBC, including news, documentaries, science, business, arts and sport. For details of them all, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.